understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, Johnny.
I won't yeehaw that.
You can't yeehaw that.
I can't. I won't.
You said a million times. It's...
Well, you've already misfired once today.
I did?
Cracker.
I nailed that.
You did not.
As country as country can
be. You did not.
We'll have Sports Illustrated legal analyst Mike McCann on, also a professor at UNH Law School, in a few minutes to talk about a few myriad of interesting things. Chris will update us on the headlines of the day. This was a action-packed sports day, but we did have a controversy at the end of last hour.
Did I mishear, Craig, during it?
There was a question about movies, and you thought I said Tom Cruise. Yeah. I said Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I'm a little out of it right now, to be honest with you.
But let's listen to the tape.
Yeah. Right, here we go. What 2000s movie had Tom Hanks' character?
Hanks, oh, not even
the
close.
Only survivor after.
Not even close. My apologies. Not even close.
You know what?
Not even close.
Unlike you with AB.
Not even close.
I will accept your apology.
Thank you. I won't throw any furniture off your lanai.
All right. Very good. All right.
Not even close.
Not even. Well, I was crystal clear. I don't think you were listening.
Is there any other kind? Well, that's grave danger.
Grave danger. On that wall.
It's a dangerous.
You
a
need me
danger.
On that wall. All right. So anyway, we're going to have – and then just as we are going into the top of the hour, Jameis Winston had LASIK eye surgery.
Yes.
I find this hilarious and fascinating all at the same time.
I wanted to – but, you know, there's a lot of baseball players that fought wearing glasses for many years, and it should have been, or contacts, whether they were embarrassed or whatever. And it prolonged a lot of guys' careers when they got their eyesight fixed.
Yeah.
Why not Jameis?
I hear you. Tom Hanks. Thank you. Thank you, Chris, for backing me up. All right. Are you ready? Because we got a guest coming up. Mm. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Full night of basketball in the association. 22 teams are in action. Both Florida teams take the court. The Heat continue their West Coast road trip. They're in Utah at 9 o'clock. Before that, the Magic host the Pistons at 7. Done that twice today. NBA doubleheader on ESPN tonight tips at 7:30. The Pacers host the Bucks. That's followed by the Lakers in Denver. The Nuggets play there. And the NFL has reinstated Myles Garrett after an indefinite suspension because he tried to kill Mason Rudolph.
Hmm. Well, yeah, with a helmet. Sure. Go ahead. And again, I think some players are afraid, Pete, to mess with their eyes because if something goes wrong, your career is over. But if this cuts down half of his interceptions, were to like linebackers 9 yards from the line of scrimmage or less.
Less than 15 yards. We talked about that. It was unbelievable. And it's unknown if anyone associated with the team requested that Winston have the surgery or he did it on his own.
It's too bad. They've wasted two really big potential seasons. If he had done it earlier, that would have been much better. But anyway, that and it looks like the Buccaneers are going to have different colored uniforms. They're hinting at a blast to the past.
Yep.
The creamsicle, some version of it, may be back with the red in the pewter. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Pewter's a funny word. But anyway, with that in mind, we'll table that and talk about some other things with our next guest. He's been on the program before, friend of the show. Mike McCann is the Sports Illustrated legal analyst and also a professor at UNH Law School. He joins us now. Mike, how are you, sir?
Counselor.
Oops.
You there, Mike?
I can hear you barely. Sorry, I'm having some trouble hearing.
All right, we got you now. Hopefully this is better.
Can you hear us now?
Okay.
All right.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I hear you. Thanks.
All right, very good.
Do you ever sleep? You can't hear me.
This is going to be problematic.
All right, let's put him on hold. We got to get this corrected.
Hit the reset button.
Yep.
Dolphin Whisperer says he got LASIK 6 months ago, and it's great.
I've been offered it before at radio stations. Have you? I turned it down.
Up until about 15 years ago, I had better than 20/20 vision. I have had no need for it. I've only recently been reliant on my trifocals and reading glasses.
Oh, you have trifocals?
Yeah, these are with no line in them.
Yeah, how does that work? Just adjust to where your eyes adjust
to
where?
I look up high if I want to see far away, like driving. I look down low if I want to read. And in between is if I want to look at you.
Wow.
Use the middle part of the glass.
Does it say objects in the mirror appear closer?
No.
No?
No. But, yeah, it took some getting used to, but now I'm used to them. And this is how I roll. I don't know if LASIK.
I might have to do that.
I don't know if I would be a candidate for LASIKs or not.
Why not? You have to go for a consultation.
Well, I don't know if it would solve my particular problem. Mine just, people get in their 40s and 50s and they can't read. All right, let's try this again.
Right.
Mike, do we have a better phone line? How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike.
It's a little bit better. Yeah, how's it going?
Fantastic.
All right, well, let's get right into it. A couple of things we want to talk to you about here while we're getting you on. We're very interested in sports gambling, I'll just be honest. And we want to know things like when are we all going to be on the same page and sports betting be allowed in states like Florida and other states on a regular basis around here?
Well, I think it's just a matter of time. And obviously states are proceeding with this topic at different paces. Florida, certainly, it seems like it will eventually happen. I think it's going to eventually happen in most states. But there are political considerations. There are different aspects to the legislation. For instance, can somebody place a sports bet on their phone? Do they have to do it with a company that has a land-based operation? So there are a lot of things that have to get worked out, but it's really just a matter of time. I think most states will eventually adopt sports betting. Not all, probably, but most will.
Do you perceive issues, with a lot of casinos on Native American soil as opposed to some sports books that may be a few miles away, whatever, and there's that red tape to sift through? Do you anticipate problems in that area around the country?
Yes. So, I couldn't hear entirely the question, but hopefully you can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There are different constituencies that have a stake in this, and they, each will lobby for whatever's in their interest. I know, in Massachusetts, for instance, there is debate about whether it can be at a casino. What could be bet on? Is it all sports? Is it pro sports? Is it college sports? So there are different stakeholders, and lobbying obviously plays a pretty big role in seeing legislation progress.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what the end picture is going to be, whether it be in Florida here or anywhere else, whether we are going to have to go to a casino or a poker room, or if I can set up my own business around the corner and start taking bets or not. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of shape this whole thing takes if and when it's legal here.
Yep.
Yeah, adding to that, there's just how long it takes, because even if a bill is passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, there then have to be these implementing regulations. For instance, who can get a license? What is that process? It sounds kind of dry and boring, but it ends up affecting a lot of people, especially those that want to try to make money in that area.
And I hope we're past the point nowadays in this day and age in 2020. I don't want to hear any more about, morals and people are going to go broke and blah, blah, blah. Because if they're that desperate, and it can be, gambling, it's not a joke. It can be a sickness for some, but, whether it's legal or not, if you need help, you need help, right? I mean, I don't want to hear any more about some of these politicians talk about morals and how it's going to, be bad for society.
Well, and I would to add to that, people are going to bet no matter what. They can either bet illegally or legally, and the advantage of having legalized sports betting is that it can be done more transparently, and bettors' activities can be monitored, so that if they are, engaging in excessive betting and ruining their lives, at least when it's over the table, when there's transparency, that kind of stuff can be monitored better. Now, that doesn't mean it's good that people overbet or however way it wants to be put, but that whole concern, you could argue, it's better handled by legalized betting, where there's transparency involved, and people betting offshore, where there are all sorts of concerns about that.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Mike McCann, he's the Sports Illustrated legal analyst and also professor at UNH Law School. Let me switch gears a little bit here with the Major League Baseball and how they handled this sign-stealing thing. There are actually other players. I know of one player. I can't think of his name right now. He's out of the game. He's suing. He says, look, the Astros ended up hurting my career with the sign stealing. There are others that might jump on with some lawsuits. I don't know if this is a rabbit hole that one could go down, but is there any leg to stand on to sue Major League Baseball or the commissioner as to how he's handled this sign stealing scandal?
Yeah, so Mike Bolsinger is that pitcher. He was with the Blue Jays, and then he pitched in Japan the last couple of years. And his argument is that he's a finesse pitcher, essentially. He's not someone that's going to blow a fastball by anyone. He really requires control and tricking batters. The Astros knew what he was going to throw. He gets lit up in the game. After the game, he gets demoted to AAA. Even though he goes down to AAA and pitches well, it looks like the Blue Jays decided they didn't want anything to do with him. He can't get another job. Now, look, he wasn't pitching super great before that game, but he can argue that that game played a key role in him being demoted, and that demotion and lack of promotion thereafter really hurt his career. So, and the legal claims are negligence, that the owners of the Astros had a duty to monitor coaches and players, and that the Astros interfered with his contract in the sense that his relationship with the Blue Jays was damaged and he became radioactive. Nobody wanted him going forward. You know, I mean, there's a lot there. I don't know if it's going to work, but of all players, someone that absolutely needs control in his pitches and that needs batters to guess incorrectly, he's someone that's really hurt by the sign-stealing scheme.
Michael, you talked today and you tweeted out today about, and we've talked about this at length today on our show, especially in the beginning, about the Astros and Jim Crane addressing the team today and expected to meet with his entire team about how to comment on the sign-stealing scale. Now, my question to you is, Counselor, say that Mr. Crane hired you as a consultant and you were going to tell the players how to answer some of these tough questions. What would you tell them how to answer?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best comment is no comment, right? Mm-hmm. That this was, I would say, look, this was from 2017. It's now 2020. Many of the players are different, and players really don't have to publicly comment on a controversy that involved a different team. And I would tell them, especially if they're not comfortable talking to the media, they really don't benefit themselves by opining on this topic. So one is the no comment. And then secondly, if they do wish to talk about it, I would tell them be honest. Because if it looks like they're following a script, it's going to look fake.
Yeah.
And they're probably not good at following a script if they haven't done it before. So I would say either don't say anything or say what you think is right. Because anything else is probably not going to work out.
Mike, final question for me. As you sit here right now, look at the landscape in the NFL and collective bargaining and after the 2021, if you were a betting man right now, is there going to be a work stoppage in the NFL?
My guess is no at this point. It seems like they're making progress. And, of course, the owners really have the leverage, right? That the owners are in a position where players going on strike is not a realistic possibility. And players know that if they go to court, the Brady case, the first Tom Brady case, not the Deflategate case, but the case from 2010, 2011, that ended up working very well for the league. So there's favorable precedent for the league in terms of the ability to lock out players. So the league's really in the driver's seat. Now, maybe the players will argue that there's that I think they'll be somewhat reluctant to sign the first thing offered to them, of course, but my guess is they'll get a deal done.
My last question, Mike. We went back to baseball real quick in the Red Sox, and they just get down here. Their spring training course is about not too far from here. But are you surprised that Major League Baseball hasn't yet acted in any capacity about Alex Cora, whether he gets punished or not? Certainly, we all understand Ron Renneke. He may not be the interim manager, may not be the manager when it's all said and done. But is it a surprise to you that this is taking this long? Is that good news for Alex Cora, or do you think bad news?
I mean, I don't know. So you could interpret it either way. I would say it's strange that baseball is taking so long. And also, you got to think maybe baseball should have concluded the Astros and Red Sox investigations at the same time. All they've done is just prolong the controversy by allowing us to speculate about what the Red Sox may have done or what Horner may have done in his capacity with the Red Sox. It's not good for baseball to prolong something that doesn't look good for baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what happened in 2018 with the Red Sox. Maybe it will turn out that it wasn't that significant. But at the same time, we know that Cora is viewed as playing an instrumental role with the Astros. That would suggest that he took that kind of those trade secrets when he ran to the Red Sox. But who knows, Pete? It's so much speculation.
Sure.
Well, Mike, thanks for squeezing us in your busy schedule today.
Oh, thanks.
Enjoy
so much.
The conversation as always. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hope to talk to you soon. Thank you so much. I know you're incredibly busy.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.
See you later. Yep.
Bye. Okay.
That's Mike McCann, Sports Illustrated legal analyst. We cover the gamut there. Also a professor at UNH Law School.
He's going to come on early, but he's, you know, too stupid teaching law.
I think
people.
The interesting thing they said there regarding why didn't baseball do the Red Sox and the Astros at the same time? They're killing themselves by dragging this on by doing one team at a time.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, and I don't know exactly what's left. What's left?
All right. Now, I want to point out to you people that just got into the car, heard us having a pretty serious conversation there, and with the exception of one tangent conversation about The Bachelor earlier in the 4 o'clock
and
hour.
Survivor.
And Survivor.
Yeah, we work Survivor in because season 40 debuts tonight.
We had a pretty lengthy discussion about Jim Crane talking to his Astros today behind the scenes as to what to say tomorrow to the media.
Season 40.
Or what not
Let
to say.
That sink
or what
in.
Not to say. Exactly.
Yeah.
Zion, 31 points in 28 minutes last night. We discussed that. Mel Tucker, after saying he was staying at Colorado, then goes to Michigan State anyway to be their head coach. And how does this affect Eric Bieniemy, his alma mater, and whether he should go or not? We discussed that at length. We had a lot of NFL chit-chat about, don't forget Mark Emmert, the conversation there. Now how he's asking the Senate to help him out with this quote-unquote mess with paying college athletes.
Got to get him out.
Serious conversation there. Miles Garrett is back with the Browns. Well, did the crime fit the penalty? Did the penalty fit the crime?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Antonio Brown, another apology, this one directed directly at Ben Roethlisberger. We did.
Emotional.
3.5 hours so far. I would say 3 solid hours of sports talk today. I'm done.
You're
I'm
also,
well, here's an interesting
what I forget,
thing.
Chris.
No, you're also forgetting Pete Shepard gave us every Power 5 school's record against the top 10 from the 2010 decade, which we just concluded.
Alabama
for those of
dominant.
You keeping track at home, Alabama led the way with 66 top 10 opponents.
Thank you
the most from it. Other conferences, if you're curious. Ohio State, 45 matchups. Clemson, 44. Oregon, 43. Oklahoma, 52. Notre Dame, 40.
Point being, we always, not we always, but there's always the conversation that comes up about Alabama and are they really playing a tough schedule. And then just when you think they're not playing anybody tough, they end up, they got the Citadel game or Western. But no, they actually do play top 10 teams. Fact.
A lot.
Bad
of
attitude,
them.
Guys. So don't forget to remind people that Pete got his butt whipped at Wikipedia. I lost
3-2.
3-2.
That's a butt whip.
But here's what I don't understand. During that great interview with Mike McCann,
yes,
a tweet comes up on my
own. Oh, I tweeted something out.
Chris
yeah.
B's. This is. What the hell?
There's
going to be yellow tape around your house? Found this in the shrubs outside my house. Anybody know where a bone like this would come from? Yeah, it looks like a human femur.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
What is that?
It's not that long.
What else? Did you dig? Why did it take you this long to put that out there?
I looked at it with my wife this morning. And I kind of forgot about it, and she just texted me about it.
And that's not a big dog bone, is it? That's,
no, giant
dog bones.
I don't give my dog bones.
That's a significant bone. This is bone gate. Got to find out what happened here.
Who's bone? Where's the deal? I mean, you need.
It's a thick bone too. Like I mean, the
it's not a rawhide.
No. That's a child's femur. That's how big it is.
Yeah.
I think you need to call the police.
Put it in a bag and bring it to the police.
Kind of terrifying, right?
I'm being serious, Chris.
That's not a dog bone.
I don't think it's
a chicken wing.
It's too short to be anything that's human.
It's a child. It's a 6-year-old child femur.
It's too fat.
The femur?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen a child's femur.
A femur is like the biggest, strongest bone in the body. It's harder than cement.
That's outside your house?
Actually, your teeth are the strongest bone
in the body. That's outside your house?
Yeah, outside the garage. It's strange because, like, when my garbage starts to stink, I got stinky garbage because I got a one-year-old. One-year-old's poop. What can you do with poop? You tie him off in a bag. You put him in the garbage
diaper
can.
Genie,
that's
baby.
All you can do. My garbage comes on Mondays. By Saturdays, most weeks, my garage is terrible. Like, you got to hold your breath to walk through.
Oh, that's gross.
So I'll wheel it just outside of the garage door.
That's against the HOA.
No, it's hidden behind shrubs. Okay. Nobody can see it. Right. I've never gotten any flack, and I actually park right up against it as well. Okay.
Faith
so you
said
can't
looks,
see anything.
Faith said it looks like a ham bone on Twitter. Another guy tweeted
it. Ham bone.
Mr. Negative says
bone.
It's Jimmy Hoffa.
That's the biggest ham bone I've ever seen.
Jimmy Hoffa says Mr. Negative.
Like, it's a real bone. I'm not, this is not
that's
all
not,
you,
that's
one
not
thing,
rawhide.
One thing we can say for certain, it is a bone.
It's a real bone.
And you're absolutely convinced it's not one of those rawhide big bones for dogs. You sure?
I don't give my dog those bones.
I'm not saying it could be your
you're
dog. But other dogs come and bury
no,
bones.
No, like,
I mean,
this is like the rawhides are like.
The rawhides, I mean, yeah, the big bone that dogs, you would give, you would
tied off at the end. Like, this is clearly something.
There's
to
marrow there.
This is a ball and socket joint.
I see marrow.
Yes.
This is what.
Use it as a stock.
Is there any blood on it?
No, just dirt.
Look, and I mean, it's been, like, picked clean by, you know, ants
animal.
And bugs and whatever. But I have no clue what this thing could be.
I think you need to. Honestly, I think you need to. Oh, God. Sounds like the Burbs movie says Jell-O shut.
Oh.
Again, you can check the picture out at Chris ESPN 993.
I was also, 513 says, "Uh-oh, Chris's house is in the scene for the movie The Burbs 2."
I've never seen The Burbs 1, so I don't get that.
Tom Hanks.
Hey,
sure
Tom, Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise.
Just saying.
That is disturbing. That could have been. See, that would have really sidelined. That would have really thrown the show off today if you were tweeted that out at 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that it just stayed there.
Faith is a culinary school graduate? She says,
nice.
As a culinary school graduate, it absolutely looks like a ham bone. I'd bet money on it.
When's the last time we had ham at my house?
Well, who would throw that?
Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
There was a company.
But this is a, yeah, but the ham bone.
I took that up to, I took it up to Lake Okeechobee. Yeah.
That's
when we
a
went
big
up there
to go fishing. Bone.
Is it to his hip? That's funny. That's a good one. Come on. It's funny.
It's funny.
You can laugh at that.
Yeah, I'm laughing at it.
I want to know where Faith went to culinary school. Georgia?
Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, maybe. A lot of those around the country.
Yeah, but they're usually separate schools. They have separate schools.
They have one in Orlando.
Faith's
they have a school in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
Cordon
Bleu. They're all over the world.
Like, I don't, think there's, I don't think there's a culinary school at Georgia, but I could be wrong.
You don't know that.
I said I could be wrong. That's what those words mean. I could be wrong. It's probably the,
but you want to be right because it's Georgia.
It's probably the fifth best culinary school in the country. Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. Somebody will figure this out. Or I really think you should put it.
I like the ham bone idea.
You're hoping it's the ham bone.
I really hope it's a ham bone.
So we think an animal dragged this into your front yard and left it.
Yeah, could a raccoon have done that or a fox or anything like that?
I mean, I guess.
Oh, I had a raccoon incident last night. Oh.
Day raccoon, because there are a lot of day raccoons
no,
around here. They're not rabid.
This was at 1:30 in the morning.
You were up?
Well, I was awakened. Again, I don't know what was going on. But there was a helicopter circling my house at 1:40 in the morning.
So you're a mule.
So I got up, got the full moon out
Scarface.
There. I'm like, what's going on? And it just keeps circling. It's loud as hell. It's
like Goodfellas at Henry Hill.
Sort of.
What you have in the trunk of your car?
And well, I'm in the back now. I'm back in the pool in the enclosed cage screen area. And while I'm looking up, I notice there's a raccoon walking my way. Doesn't see me. And he's on the outside of the screen. I'm on the inside, so I'm protected. But the raccoon comes out, and I wait for that raccoon.
Maybe.
And he gets about 18 inches from me at the edge of the screen. And I just pop my hands, boom, and scared him. So it was funny. It's hilarious.
Lucky he didn't attack.
Wait, you scared a raccoon?
Yeah.
Are you proud of that? They're a naturally scared group of animals.
They're blind.
I don't like raccoons.
They only see with their feet. They're blind.
Barstool Sleeper says, now this is the Sheeman and Shepherd radio show. Forget about all that sports we were talking earlier. It's insane.
Faye said, Chris, your house borders a preserve. I'm sure some crazy animals dragged it into your yard.
Maybe. That's a pause. I've heard some stuff going on in my backyard at night. National Geographic. Let's get the night lens out for the iPhone and we can film some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to record the sounds.
Yeah, these neighborhoods have these natural preserve pockets. Mine has one too.
So I'm backed up. I'm backed up against the one in our neighborhood.
That's the wild, wild west out there.
Yeah,
the jungle or something.
Well, it's fun right now. Yeah. This time of the year, you can go back there now. Water's gone. It's so dry.
Legally, you're not supposed to.
No, you're not supposed to.
What are you talking about? No,
you're not
allowed
to go to those natural preserves.
You can't dump anything, but you can.
You can't go in there.
You can't.
There's a sign in mine that says stay off. No touch, no cut.
It says no dumping.
No dumping.
However,
what does that mean?
However, dumping or dumping?
Yeah,
the bottom of my agreement, it says, and I think it's probably true for most communities that are near woods or whatever, it says it's in small print. Now, you need that Willy Wonka magnifying glass to see it. But it says specifically that if I'm eaten by an animal, and it lists them, gators, bears, if I'm killed by a snake,
They're not responsible?
They are not responsible for my death. That is absolutely, I'm not making that up.
Fact.
Yes.
And if you live to the weekend, you're going to be out and about again here this weekend.
Yes,
and
I am.
And 239 wants you to know, Pete, that possums are blind, not raccoons.
Fact.
Well, raccoons are blind. They see with their feet.
Raccoons aren't blind.
Wait, they see with their feet?
That's how they feel. That's how they.
Did you see the raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy? He's not blind.
What's a raccoon?
Rocket.
Rocket.
I thought raccoons were blind.
No.
No, look it up.
I don't think they see great, but they're not blind.
Bats.
I know bats are blind. I know bats are blind.
Bats are blind.
Blind as a bat.
Where are you going to be Saturday,
Pete? I'll be there Saturday from noon to 2 at the new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers, formerly Lumpy's Golf, for their grand opening sale. This is unbelievable, guys and girls. You got to come down. 50% trade in bonus towards new TaylorMade Sim clubs, Callaway, Maverick clubs, or the new Cobra Speed Zone line. Up to 40% off select apparel, up to 20% off shoes, $3 off any box of balls in stock, $2 off any glove in stock. Complimentary food as well, going to feed you, provided by Firehouse Subs. So join me this Saturday from noon to 2 at the all-new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, Blinded by the Light, 99.3 ESPN. Good song, Chris.
All the roading experts are coming
out. Well, we do have some fact checkers
it's
here.
It's unbelievable.
But maybe we're onto something. Let's go through them.
Well, first of all.
We're talking about raccoons and
okay, raccoons,
rodents.
Like a lot of animals, they're born blind. They get their eyesight about 3 weeks in. They don't have great eyes. They're not completely blind. They don't have great eyesight. A lot of them are colorblind. And they do rely on their... Like I said, their paw to it's not their eyesight when they're feeling around.
I think armadillos use their feet to.
Yeah, they don't have great sight. Bats are not completely blind. Yes, but some rely much more on their echolocation, which is their sonar, than their eyes.
So they're like dolphins.
Yeah,
well, like dolphins.
I don't know.
Yes, in a lot of them.
Let me read some texts from the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Grouper checking in. Raccoons are not blind. Nocturnal. They have better eyesight than cats. You were down south, you would know that.
Do cats have good eyesight?
I think they do. Yes. Dumpster Fire says the only thing that's blind is Craig when it comes to the greatness that is Georgia, in all capital letters.
Fact!
Fitz Baltimore, raccoons can see everything.
That's not true.
JC says badgers are blind. They feel with their feet like sonar.
Raccoons, okay, they're not blind. They don't have great eyesight. Go look it up. All this, they just don't have great eyesight.
Redbeard says bats are not blind. They're actually exceptional eyesight. That's not true.
Bats?
No. Bats do not. Nobody has said no one ever that bats have exceptional eyesight.
Well, we're getting a lot of this.
They rely on echolocation more. Some bats are not blind. Some other species have less eyesight than others. But I'll tell you this way. They have a lot more vision than they thought.
Roses and Bedroom Guy with the definitive text. If the raccoons are blind, then how are the raccoons driving the garbage truck in that insurance commercial? Fact!
That's a great point.
It's a fantastic point.
Also, when they say raccoons hiss at you and everything else, it's a defensive mechanism. Sometimes they really can't see clearly. They don't. It's just a defensive mechanism.
We got one that lives in the dumpster back here.
Oh, I know.
A raccoon.
I know we used to. Do we still?
Yeah, I got caught one day, but he was between me and my car.
What happened? You came back in the building, right?
I did. Yes.
Oh, so that's what you should do. But then, did he hide under your truck or
no?
Did you throw something at it and scare it away?
Yeah.
Did he charge at you?
No, he didn't, because I had the door open and I was going to run back inside.
Apple?
What'd you throw at him?
Softball.
Oh, why?
Oh, well, he's fine then. I'm sure you missed.
Why would you want to hurt him?
Right, it was an actual softball.
Oh. Did you hit him?
No, it wasn't. Oh, softball!
Oh, did you? I don't know how accurate you were.
No, I did not hit. He was standing on top of the dumpster.
Yeah,
and I hit the front of the dumpster, so it just gave a loud dong, and then I.
Good.
239 says, "Oh, Pete, you buried yourself. Armadillos are nearly blind." I didn't say anything about armadillos.
And does possum start with the letter O?
Yes. Yes.
It's not unbelievable. Possum. Yeah. It's opossum.
Depending on.
No, it's a possum.
Yes.
It's a possum.
Right.
It's not. And opossum.
Yes, actually.
It depends on where you. I've heard it pronounced both ways. But people
it does
say,
not start with a P.
When people say play possum, which most people say play possum, what does that mean?
Yeah, play like you're dead. Playing dead.
Play dead.
You don't hear a lot of people say play opossum. You hear people say play possum, play dead. But I know you can pronounce it with the O. I get it.
Real quick, we got like a minute here.
Do we?
Yeah. Can you name me an animal that starts with the letter N?
N?
Neanderthal.
A newt.
A newt.
Newt starts with the letter G.
Really?
Or is it N-E-W-T?
I thought it was N-E-W-T.
It's N-E-W-T.
Newt Gingrich starts with an N.
Yes.
Sorry, that's not my that's not my forte. I've got one.
What?
Why
it's
do you ask?
The closest thing. Because I was looking at my kids. He's got an alphabet thing up on his room.
Okay.
And I was laying down. We were reading books the other night. And I was looking up at it. And I looked at the letter N.
Yes.
And did you know what this thing called a narwhal is?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. We're huge fans of narwhals.
It's the unicorn of the sea.
It's a unicorn seal or a dolphin with a unicorn on it.
It's unbelievable. I'd never known about these things.
Oh, it's fascinating.
How about this?
Then I started thinking.
There's a narwhal song.
Well, why the hell would they put a narwhal for the letter N? You have so many animals that start with the letter N. You really don't. You really don't. I started thinking about it.
Do yourself a favor. Look up the narwhal song tonight on your phone with your son. It's great.
Is it fun?
Narwhal. Yeah. N-A-R-W-H-A-L. The Norway rat. Northern cardinal. Nilagi.
Needlefish.
Nightingale. A nightingale. That's a bird. A Nicobar pigeon.
Careful.
A Nile perch.
It's
New Zealand. Niala.
These are types of animals. Not a brand of animal, I guess. I want the make, not the model.
How about this? Naked mole rat.
Oh, mole rat. That's a good one.
Nurse shark.
Oh, okay. I had a tough time coming up with them.
Numbat. Nine-banded armadillo. Neotropic cormorant. And many more.
Stick with the narwhal.
That's
I'm a big fan of the narwhal.
I am, too. It's really growing in my power ranking, my animal power ranking.
Which you can see on 99.3ESPN.com. Probably.
We should have a power ranking of everything.
Yeah, ultimately we will probably. Yeah, I think that's the direction we're going.
All coming up this summer. Yeah, we'll do power ranking of food.
Oh,
cereals,
love power cooking, rankings.
Power ranking food top number 1 to 10.
Because rankings are lame, but when you power rank it, now you got something.
We can
something.
Power rank meats, all different kinds. We can power rank different type of steaks, cereal, cookies, candy bars.
You know what? Because who cares right now at this point, right? Yeah. Let's just figure it out. Over the summer, we should have a different, like how we have our red alert segment.
Yep.
Yeah.
That might get tough in the middle of summer.
We've done good so far.
Anyway, maybe like Thursday at 3:30, we could do our power ranking of the week.
Okay.
And pick a new power ranking every week.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Dopey says Noel, you know, from Florida State.
Exactly.
Seminole.
Well, Night Fury Dragons. There's no such thing as dragons.
Dragon Tell fly. That to the Seattle Dragons.
Dragonflies.
All right. Harmless.
Best logo in all the XFL.
Tonight, for live play-by-play action.
Mick Hubert.
Florida Gators and Mick Hubert taking on Texas A&M at College Station.
Stinky.
Starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
You said it stinks.
It did when I was there. Smell those cows. The Florida Gators will smell cow on their way into the arena and hopefully come out with a win tonight on 99.3 ESPN starting at 8 o'clock. What you got is next, Sheeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head on down there for a 29-degree cold beer to end your day. Great menu to, some boneless ribs, whatever you want there. Boneless wings, I'm sorry. Get some cold beer, some mixed drinks, whatever you want there at Twin Peaks. Each drinks and scenic views. I
didn't know they started selling the McRib.
Yeah. No, they didn't do that.
Underrated sandwich, by the way, the McRib.
When I was a kid, then I ate it as an adult, and I said, this is disgusting.
Go read the ingredients in that thing.
There's no thanks.
I'll just eat it and enjoy my life.
Okay. My daughter just sent me a text. She was listening to the show. She goes, are raccoons now on the Craigslist of hatred? Yes.
Hey!
Yes, I'm going to add that as soon as the
show's
over. Armadillos
should be, too. You hate armadillos. You've had issues with armadillos.
You do have.
I had issues, no doubt about it.
Pull their feet off.
Can I just put rodents?
No.
All right.
You don't like rabbits?
I do like rabbits. Rabbits are cool.
Because everybody likes rabbits.
Absolutely.
Tastes good, too.
Happy birthday, Abraham Lincoln, 1809. And Charles Darwin, born on the same day. Who knew?
How about that?
Happy birthday, Joe Garagiola, 1926.
Joe.
This week in baseball led into the game of the week. It was great.
Oh, that was Mel Allen. But Joe did the game on NBC. Yeah, with Tony
Kubek. I said led into the game with Joe Garagiola. You're bugging me down, man.
No, with Tony Kubek.
Bill Russell, happy birthday. Chet Lemon.
Chet Lemon.
Lincoln Kennedy, former Raider. And RG3. We did lose Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts. Mm-hmm. That's Peanuts, the cartoon.
Yes.
Not the M&M.
And Ethan Allen, wasn't he in a question earlier today? I thought he was in the movie trivia.
Ethan Hunt.
That's close.
That's who.
Pete, what you got?
Hanks or Tom Cruise plays.
Write this down.
It's an impossible.
If you want to work the Super Bowl halftime show in Tampa next year, there are a few of
the
requirements.
Okay.
Most workers are between the ages of 18 and 45. You're going to have to dedicate at least 2 weeks of your life to the big game. If hired, you're going to have to be at every practice just like the players. You get paid. You get $30 an hour, according to the online posting. How many people are they hiring? In Miami, there were just over 600 people, so there will be just as many or more in Tampa.
Great.
When are they going to start hiring? The official website to watch is SuperBowlProductions.com. When they are ready to take applications, that's when you'll see the form to fill out. Make sure that you start checking as the date gets closer. So you get $30 an hour, but you're going to have to be 2 weeks of your life dedicated and be every single practice. But say 8 hours a day. Say 10 hours a day.
The pay is
$300 a day.
Yeah, to go be on a football field.
Sure.
That's 21. You can make $4,200 in 2 weeks.
All right, Chris, before we run out of time like we did yesterday.
Yeah, it all works, though.
Not really.
All right, year-to-date, 12-8-1. Another great winner last night. It was easy. It was kick up your feet at halftime. You don't even really have to pay attention anymore.
You're right.
Wake Forest plus 2.5. It's money line. Everything was right. All right, got another home dog tonight going to the association. The Denver Nuggets, they're a 2.5-point dog at home against the Lakers. When Denver's a home dog this year, they are 9-5 against the spread. I like that. The Lakers just 14-13 against the spread on the road this year. I don't love it. I like it. I don't love it. It's a one unit play, not a unload the bank account. But Denver plus 2.5 tonight.
All right, very good. That'll do it. Hump Day Wednesday in the books. It's all downhill from here, and a 3-day weekend coming up. By the way, boys and girls, I forgot about that. It's President's Day on Monday.
Extra pulp. Take all your text and shove it. How about that?
Why? What happened?
Raccoons are stop it. You're embarrassing yourself.
Let's not end the show
extra
on a negative
pulp.
Note.
Raccoons are mammals. Let's drop the animal talk until you all do some research. Go stick it.
You all? I didn't say anything extra pulp.
Me neither.
Even though I agree with your orange juice idea.
Don't take yourself so seriously.
I'm Craig
Sheeman. Get a life. Go home and have some Fruit Loops.
Good night, Southwest Florida, and God bless America.